Now, you mentioned that album produced by the great George Martin. That was something of a landmark album for the band in 1973, The Man in the Bowler Hat. Now, you must have been in seventh heaven, really, working with George Martin, because, of course, you grew up with the Beatles and the influences. And we mustn't forget to mention you played session work on Imagine.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic thing to have on anyone's CV, isn't it? It's, I believe, three songs you contributed to.
Yeah, it's not bad to have on the CV, that's kind of...
You obviously were locked into that, the Beatles influences, and very real in the sense that you contributed to a Beatle solo album. So when you were in the studio with George Martin, what was his input really, Andy? And did you learn a lot from him in terms of arrangements and production?
I suppose the answer to the last question is yes. We learnt a lot. His input varied from song to song. I mean, George was good on several levels. That's the thing. He wasn't just a good arranger. I think he was a good producer. The art of production is lost on me, really, in terms of, well, I've tried to do it myself, but the thing about good production is making decisions and not getting bogged down. And a few of the songs we played to George came out pretty much as we rehearsed them when it was just the band. He made some suggestions about middle eights and stuff like that, and I don't know if you agree, but I think the one of the startling things about the Beatles is their middle eights, the most wonderful collection of middle eights you could ever hear. In fact, I might just thought of just stringing them all together, all the middle eights. George's arrangement, not only the arrangements, but the speed he did them in was astonishing. Of course, at that time, we had nothing to measure that against, because we'd never worked with anybody who arranged before. Our stuff hadn't needed arranging, but he was exceptionally good with Mike and Mutter, the flute and violin, who they, out of all of us, were the sort of embellishing sort of aspects of the band, whereby you could use that their arrangement was flexible and you could move it around and do what you wanted with it. You know, the rest of us, the guitar, bass and drums and keyboards, were pretty much written before we went in. But he was an absolute revelation, but not for reasons that might be obviously apparent. I mean, it's just his incredible efficiency and speed of thought and action were the most amazing things. It's sort of in the evenings and days off, he was writing music for a James Bond film, for God's sake, you know, and producing us, you know, from 10 till 6.